Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, though Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Uh-huh. Allah.
Allah.
Uh-huh.
The creator.
Uh-huh.
I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
Man, I ought to see if Black House Sounds would do a Stormy Daniels remix to that. Anyway, welcome again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 7, verse 13. And that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation, acronym for Music Activism News. For those on Emax Radio, on Blog Talk, you can do like some of these brave people and dial that number of 646-478-0944. As I'm looking at, wow, all these ones. Then I'm looking at another number, the 216-804, 216-209, 216-809. 609-216-820. Let me be real quick and to the point before people get upset. Give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, notebook for all the information that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me at 646-478-0944. I promise I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Now, if you can't talk, you can stay silent, but if you change your mind, call back or press one. If something happens and you say, wait a minute, I wish I'd say it, hey, if you call back, we're going to do our best to fit you back in here. Let me do something that I know I won't be able to do later on, because sometimes I haven't done it and it never was done. So with that being said, The top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Number 10, Live from the Garage. Number 9, Emacs Image. Number 8, Black Odyssey. Number 7, yep, Eastside debuted. Number 6, okay, we're debuting the Black House Sounds open mic. More on that in just a little while. Number 5, we're debuting the NCAA Voice It Watch Party. More on that later because it includes some folks that you wouldn't expect it to. Number 4, well, number 4 is the Kimberly F. Brown. Yesterday, I believe she had the debut of the Pisces and Aries birthday party at the Bass Q. I think Ronnie B. showed up, Mayor of Maple Heights, Annette M. Blackwell, and they were just some of the people were there. Mama Porter even made it out. Wish I'd been able to go and join all those folks. Sheesh. Number 3, the debut of the Black Wealth Weekend. More on that in just a little while. Number 2, a big jump, the Supreme Honors Weekend was last Friday and Saturday, where Big Stone and Mama Slim Jim were honored with the Supreme Honors Award. Number 1 debuting, why wouldn't it be the March for Life? So think about it. Thousands throughout downtown. As a matter of fact, my thing before I go to the phone lines, let me at least say something. It started off like this. It'll only take about a minute and a half because it's only a 2-foot stepladder for this soapbox. And this is quick, really, really quick. You know, because a lot of people, y'all argue about the youth not doing enough. They march for life by the millions throughout the nation. And you mad because it's about gun control? And shut up. They finally said enough's enough about something. If you don't like it, then get out there and make sure that you help push some youth to march and do something else on a big scale. Because I'll tell you something, people are hollering, well, yeah, but it's got politicians building up and donating to their movement and yada, yada, yada. Look, fool, build a strong enough movement. You get people who back you up. You might not like who all backs somebody up, but case in point, Black Lives Matter was so strong, it had politicians and other people catered to them, including Hillary Rodham Clinton and others. So you build a strong movement, they'll come out. And the reason I'm saying that is because, simply put, come on, people, be glad that you got up off their behinds and did something. I'm going to 216-804. They're probably upset because they feel those youth should have stayed at home and played Nintendo or Genesis or Sega or something. 216-804, you're on live. How you feeling?
I am doing fine, and I'm proud of all the young people who are speaking out against oppression or whatever they, however they feel, because they cannot sit back and wait for their do-nothing elders. Oh, they did it when I was younger, too, do-nothing elders to do anything. So I'm very proud of them and glad to support them. And I'm glad also that we did go to, oh boy, to support. Well, you know what we did on Monday. Young people walked out of class.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So there we go. And we support 100%. And the police were surprised because they assumed young Black students will walk out, cut the fool, and act the fool, but they did not. And we're very proud of them. So they can keep up the good
work.
Oh,
okay, when the students left out of Glenville. Okay.
Yes, Glenville. That's
got
it. And police, remember, they had a large van, and then they had a small car. They assumed they'd be arresting someone, but they... We're very proud of those young students in Glenville.
Oh, man. Thank you. That I feel good just to hear you even bring that one up. I do.
Yeah, it's okay. And thank you and Brother Hayes. And
no
Sister
problem.
Hayes did her what she should be doing, too. She supported her husband, you and others, 100%. Very proud of those people. Keep up the good work.
Same here.
Back on Black Ground.
Thank you very much. May you enjoy the rest of the show.
I sure will. Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome. As a matter of fact, this is what I'm going to do. Wow, I have all of these phone callers, including that one number that came through with all those ones. It's back again. I think it's a bill collector. But before I go any further, I want to say that the Black House Sounds Good Friday open mic night is this coming Friday, March the 30th, at the Chandler Park Building, which is located at 17325 Euclid Avenue, Suite 2190, second floor, Suite 2190. You can look for the Friends Fellowship sign. That's at the 44112 area code. The number 28 bus does pass by. It's 7 p.m. There'll be free food. You can definitely come through, enjoy yourself. A nice, clean family environment with the host with the most, Mr. Powers the Third. So I wanted to let people know about that. Sometimes, like I say, people say that I don't give enough information. So before the phone call, I just want to go through the fact that we talked about it. So celebrating the life of Mr. Joe Brooks, called by name. I love the front page of the obituary because it said, hey, he was called by name and definitely formerly of 1931 and called by God. So if it was February of 1931, he was called by God on March the 11th, 2018. And, of course, the homegoing was last Wednesday, March the 21st. One thing I could say, Elder Darren Blount, excellent, excellent, excellent. One thing I could say about that pastor, he did not keep you there for a long time. He was straight to the point. For anybody who wants to read Psalms 51 or Corinthians 13:3, and I just want to say it was powerful to me that Joseph Motley Jr., Black House Sounds founder, he had been asked by his mother to do something, and I'm very thankful I was there because it wasn't hard for him to do the performance in his grandfather's tribute because it was a special message. And when you see people like his mother, Gail Brooks, or what have you, his example is a family. You know, family looks out for family. That's why even though they were hurt, I didn't see them broke down because in the midst of working or doing things, making a livelihood of what Joe does with the Boys to Man program or Man to Man program and working on music, he was still there for family. It's things that I have to remember to do more of myself. As Joe Brooks was born February 16th, 1931, to the union of the late Ernest Thomas Brooks and Carrie Lee Brooks, and he was the oldest of five. He worked with his dad on his family farm, and then he and his father worked at the Republic Steel in Dadesville, Alabama. So I just wanted to throw that one out there and also let people know, because it's almost in the same vein, if you want to follow anything from Joseph Motley Jr., period, on Facebook or YouTube is Joseph Motley Jr., I want to throw that out there. OPN Radio is on weupradio.com Mondays at 6 p.m., and also for those who want to send in music or anything, it's emaxxradio@gmail.com for things to be played here. That's the best way for it to come through. And then, of course, tomorrow, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show on voiceofradio.com, Tuesdays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. So in order for me to do something else, let me go to the person who's been waiting here, 216-209. You're about to come in, and like I say, 216-209, you're probably upset that there's still open mics going on and that type of stuff. So with that being said, welcome aboard, and how are you doing?
I'm great, Brother Al. And if anything, I can never be upset at an open mic when we throw ours too. So, you know,
Gotcha. Shout
out to all the ones that do it, especially Black House Sounds, because they do it like some of the best. So I got to say that.
Right,
way.
Right.
Well, I got a lot on my list today, Brother Al, so I'm going to just start right at the top. Black
go
Odyssey
ahead.
Films dropping another video for Goldie real soon. It's called Every Day. And he's going to have a feature in this video, but I don't want to spoil all the beans and let that out the bag.
Gotcha.
That will be first. And then the next one will be Honesty Blade. He has a video coming called Boss Level. So that's coming soon within the next few months. Like I said, it's a lot going on. Also, Black Odyssey has a video coming soon, but I'm not going to release the name of that. Just know that it'll be after the first two videos that I mentioned.
Got you.
All American Shoe Shines is doing great. We have an Easter sale going on for children. You can get two pairs of shoes clean, fixed or repaired for $5. That's for kids' shoes. Two pair for $5. So you can see me inside the 9 Hotel Monday through Friday, even Saturday and Sunday, from 9:30 to about 7 o'clock. So come check us out. Clean, fix,
nice.
Repair, shine shoes. Oh, man, there's so much going on, Al. And I want to make note what was going on with this our crazy president, Donald Trump. not many people, you know, since he's in the news and then back on Twitter, not many people are paying attention to the bullying that our president is doing of some of the officials and people in office. So I'm not even going to repeat the words because he doesn't even deserve the airtime for those words. But just go and check out his Twitter comments on the bullying that he's doing to Joe Biden. So it's uncalled for. You're supposed to be a commander-in-chief. Act like one. Don't act like somebody in the school grounds trying to pick a fight with someone. That's just ridiculous. So I just had
Got
to
you.
Let that
and
be.
And I appreciate it.
No problem, Brother Al. And anybody want to check out Black Odyssey, look for us or anything. That's BLAQODESSY. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google Plus. Check us out, Black Odyssey.
Man, I appreciate that. And I do really, really appreciate you very much for that. And if you hold a line, I'll do my best to get something on that you might like.
I sure will, brother.
Thank you. And, you know, only because it was mentioned, and that way I can go to the 216-820-216-609, all these ones that I'm looking at, and the 216-703, because this is only going to be quick. I mean it. It'll be real quick, I think. Give me about a minute and a half for a 14-foot step ladder for the soapbox, because hey, if the Black Panther broke the Avengers movie box office superhero, you know, movie film gross, then 60 minutes after the March Madness overtime game interview, you know, 60 minutes with Stormy Daniels, I'm sure that alleged affair with President Trump was probably their biggest view program, whoo, of almost a few months, if not a year. And why? Well, let's just say, I'm using the word allegedly, because it goes along with what my last caller spoke on, what he talked about, you know, allegedly spanking the Don with a magazine with his face on it. Sex without a condom, but no, I won't deal with that. It's a he say, she say thing. So instead, I'm going to just look at, well, yeah, he say, she say, until others come forth with conversations on the speakerphone of him calling in, but that's a different thing. Facts of the story was Trevor Potter. For those who might have seen the interview, I want you to at least pay attention to that name because he was the former chairman of the Federal Elections Commission appointed by President George H.W. Bush. Now, he said if Trump's lawyer, Cohen, $130,000 in-kind contribution to the Trump's campaign, it was about $126,000 above what he's allowed to give. Now, whether the president paid him and the president should have reported it, which would have at least allowed him to pay that much. But at least if not paid back, then Cohen's in worse trouble. Wow. He's just in worse trouble than even possibly the president, because the president of the, quote-unquote, Trevor Potter is president of the Nonpartisan Campaign Legal Center, which took a critical look at the $130,000 payout. And it came 11 days before the election. Sounds like it was a payout for a campaign to me, but let me digress. Now, you know, last Thursday, former Playboy Playmate of the Year, Karen McDougal, claimed she had a 10-month affair with the president and she met his adult children. And I felt that she and the Don man at that time were in love, even though he was just his wife had just given birth to their child, but that's a different story. Now, even saying he told her that, you know, she was beautiful like his oldest daughter, Ivanka, Wow, he allegedly told Stormy that. Daughter fetish anybody? But I digress because, you know, I'm going by claims that started in June 2006 to 2007, and she had unprotected sex with him dozens of times. Now, she said she apologized to his wife. She did apologize in tears and said she wouldn't want it done to her. Wow. Now, she did say she's a Republican and voted for her ex-lover to be president. Aww. Now, I know a lot of people will blame evangelicals, a.k.a. the moral Christian value people, for supporting President Trump. But, in fairness, the Bible teaches forgiveness, you know, for his indiscretions. Everybody's done something wrong. Forgive Trump does make sense. I mean, he who's without sin cast the first stone. Then again, if you get caught in a lie and you don't admit to it, and then people start to realize, wait a minute, you're basically, like you say, using these language that you are beating up on Biden and other people, then the scripture tells me to shun fools because they know not that they are a fool. And in effect, they're lying that they represent the so-called moral Christian values. Ain't that why y'all evangelicals didn't want crooked Hillary? Or should I say crooked Hillary? That's what Trump said. She's crooked. Yep, crooked. So, what y'all going to say about that word, crooked? I'm going to go to the phone caller who's waited a little while, 216-609. You're probably going to tell me I'm crooked. Anyway, 216-609, how you doing out there?
Blackout Sound, how's it going?
Man, I'm doing well. What's going on with you, family?
Well, I'm doing excellent. I would like to see a big crowd this Friday night at the open mic. Also love the Black Odyssey for supporting Black House Sound as they do. Art McCoy, Suave Gotti, Boys and Man, Man and Man. So many programs support Black House Sound, and we cannot forget about that. And that need to be recognized and known. But if you beautiful people out there can just take a little bit of your time to help raise a bit village, we can kind of start something in these city streets of Cleveland. We can keep procrastinating and blaming everybody for what they don't do and what they do. Or you can do something now, this Friday night. Be present. Be there. Get something to eat. Talk to the people. Thank you. Your community. Your life. Blackout Sound make real Cleveland. Peace.
Peace. And I thank you while you go back on hold before I go to the 216-820 and the other number with all of those ones, because I'm very concerned that all those ones are probably a bill collector of some kind. But I do want to at least let people know, because, yeah, I say it all the time. Sometimes I just don't get a chance to let people know. And when I don't, that's on me. So I want to let people know that for those who would like to, the Ohio House District 12 candidates forum will be held at the Harvard Community Center, 18240 Harvard Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44128, from 10 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time to noon, and that's this Saturday, March 31st, moderated by Harry Banks. The Brown Report newspaper is putting this together. I do believe Al Porter Jr., Voice at Radio, and Life Obstacles on 1490 WJMO AM 1490 will definitely be in the House. District 12 candidates for the House include Ed Campbell, Patrice Brown, Juanita Brent, Dimitri McDaniel, and Isaac Powell. So I'm looking forward to that, just because it's always nice to be able to go out there and ask people questions, common sense questions from the people, and then hear what the audience are going to do. Hopefully it'll make some people sweat. So I do want to also call the attention that this coming Saturday, wow, later on, talk about double duty. I never want to walk in other people's shoes because you never know what they have to go through, and I don't tell people, hey, you should walk in my shoes. You might not want to do that because later on that evening, it's the Blackwell, the music group, Eric Magnus iconic concert featuring Ronnie B. the Unforgiven, live at Jupiter Studios at 346 East Main Street in Alliance, Ohio, 44601. Special guests, Stone the Butcher, Sheriff Kilroy, Black House Sounds. That's happening, like I said, March 31st, 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Ooh-wee. And like I say, I'm looking forward to that one, to hear some stuff from Black House Sounds. Definitely, I'm thankful for that. And as I get ready to go to the phone line, see, I know what y'all are thinking. Y'all are probably saying, yeah, Al Porter's talking all that, but he's not giving any information about anything else that's coming up worthwhile. I know some of you all because, well, you all will tell me to my face, or you all will hint at something online. Anyway, Solutions' first ever meeting was held to build up East Cleveland residents, a.k.a. East Cleveland's Vibranium. Yep, the residents are the Vibranium. And it had James Lee from Oppressed People's Nation and Al Porter Jr., Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Patricia with the OPN, Women's Program, Joe Legacy from Black House Sounds, Boys to Men, Entertainment Report. The next meeting is on April 6th, Friday, April 6th at 15453 Euclid Avenue, 44112. That's Euclid and Taylor intersection, 5 to 7 p.m. And I do believe after I leave that one, there's something going on at Cleveland State that night. Black Studies Department. Yep. You have to do what you have to do, either that or you're pretending that you want to help your community. So with that being said, I'm going to say before I go to the 216-820 phone number that since I gave it out, let me do some more right here and let people know that if you want to, you can check out the Facebook of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, the website of blackonblackcleveland.com. You can also Facebook, since we talked about it, Black House Sounds Open Mic. You can check out the Melanated Media News on Facebook or YouTube. And you can also Facebook a Blog Talk D Gambit Radio or Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio. So let me go to 216-820. Probably they're saying to me that rap shouldn't be even happening in Alliance, Ohio. But 216-820, how you doing out there?
Hey, what's going on there, Mr. Porter? This is Mr. Powers from Black House Sounds. I was just calling to remind everyone that this coming Friday, March 30th, 2018, Black House Sound will have open mic where at the Friends and Fellowship inside the Chandler Park building, 17325 Euclid Avenue. You can catch the 28 bus route to get there. It's at the corner of London and Euclid. All you got to do is just walk right on inside. Go straight to the elevator, hit the second floor, and go straight to the left down the hall, and you will see a sign that says Friends and Fellowship. Walk right on in. Don't look for no babysitter. Ain't no need for none of that. Bring your friends. Bring your family. It is an event for everyone. Free food and live entertainment. Much love to everyone in Black House Sound, and I just hope and pray that I will see each and every single one of you all this Friday for the open mic. And that's all that's coming from me. Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. Shouts out to Joseph Molly Jr., the founder, my other partner, as well as Brother Bang, who also going to be there this Friday, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Spitting that fire. And as well as a few host of others. So come on out. Bring your friend, family. Bring your friends. Because it's going to be a phenomenal event. Black House Sounds make real Cleveland music. One love. And shouts out to Black Odyssey.
Peace and thank you.
For sure.
You know, I can appreciate that as he goes back on hold. Wow, it's getting me closer to all of those ones out there. I'm very concerned about that when I mean it. 216-703 after that phone caller. But while I'm talking about things, okay, since he brought it up, you can Facebook Champagne Bang or the official Champagne Bay page on Facebook. Getting through these next three is real easy. The Art McCoy Radio Show, which is Sundays at 5 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time on WERU, 1490 AM, or Kent and Angelica, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM, or the MC Chill Radio Show, which is Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, also on WERE 1490 AM, or www.newstalkcleveland.com. Now, like I say, I'm ooh-wee, almost done getting those out the way, so I'm happy. I can also go through and let people know that I'm very thankful, because I'll have more information as it comes in, but I was asked to come to Tri-C for a radio interview in the morning about the Black on Black Crime Incorporated organization, how I feel about being president, and about the vision for the future. So I'm very thankful. I know that next Monday, April the 2nd, that's 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, voiceitradio.com's Community Engagement Series, with live broadcast of Headlines and Headaches, David Delgado, Laura Cowan's show. Now, Laura's show will start at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, and it will be co-hosted by myself. It will feature Black-on-Black Crime Incorporated members, and around 7:50 to 7:55 p.m., Black House Sounds was asked to at least perform a track before the Nerve DJs do their NCAA Finals watch party, starting at about 8 p.m. at Chicago's Chicken and Waffles at 1144 Prospect Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44105. And then I have to do something. They'll probably be a little bit miffed, but hey, got to promote the fact that next Monday will be a different type of, or special, man in the street right during the beginning of the NCAA program. That ought to be very interesting. And for those, before I go to the phone caller, who say, you don't give enough information. Okay, Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Now, why am I saying that? It's free food, raffle prizes, and stuff like that that's going on this week. Talking Colon with Conwell. Councilman Conwell, you know, the city of Cleveland, and his wife, Cuyahoga County Council's, if I'm not mistaken, Yvonne Conwell. I do believe Inner City Republican Movement's Donna Walker Brown will be there as well, and we'll be dealing with that this Wednesday, March 28th, at the Martin DePores Family Center, 1264 East 123rd, Cleveland, Ohio, 44108. That's 1264 East 123rd, Cleveland, Ohio, 44108. 6 to 8 p.m., and then I'll speak about this real quick before going to the phone. No Fear But God Fellowship Assembly Church and Life Everlasting Baptist Church. Reverend Pinckney is having a special prayer, praise, breakfast, and community discussion this Saturday, March the 31st, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at 15415 Kipling Avenue, 44110, Cleveland, Ohio. So now I get to go to where I see all of these ones, and really hope it's not a person who's trying to collect on a bill. How you doing out there? Hello? Going once? Going twice? Going thrice? Thank you very much for following the rules. And the rules, one of them is, if you cannot talk, like let's say you're at work or you're doing something else and you just can't, you know, say anything, you don't have to hang up. You just stay silent. You go back on hold. If you change your mind, hey, guess what? We will come back to you. Now, all you have to do is either hang up the call again, or if you didn't press one the first time, you can press it, and it lets me know you've changed your mind. Now, I have a couple of people on the phone lines at 216-703, 216-702. I do want to also point out that on the same night, that's going to be a busy night. I can say that right now because, I have to let people know that it's the fifth anniversary of the Cleveland East 93rd Street serial murders on Wednesday, March 28, 2018, at the intersection of East 93rd Street and Bessemer Avenue, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Imperial Women's Coalition consists of too many groups to mention. Jasmine Trotter, 20. Christine Malone, 45. Ashley Lazeski, 21. And Jamila Hassan, 37. Thankfully, somebody is keeping those things and people alive. I also want to put out there, before I go to the next phone caller, that the justice for Anaya Day Garrett sleepover is April the 8th through April the 9th, 2018, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to Sunday, 9 a.m. Monday morning. The Jane Edna Building, which is 3955 Euclid Avenue, Save the Children Marathon. Bring testimonies. They'll be taken every hour. Systemic failure at the Jane Edna Hunter Social Services. Bring tents, chairs, snacks, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Hip Hop Workshop, Urban Educational, Justice League, OPN, Black Lives Matter, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, Black Folks Matter, Inner City Republican Movement, Urban Survival, Giles Photography, and Event Planning. Wait, you thought the Jane Edna March last Monday was it? Wait, they also did an outline in chalk last Saturday with names of young murdered children at the hands of Child Protective Services, should be Child Family Services, but they're not even doing neither one right. Anyway, they had it last Saturday at 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time and would do so again this Saturday at 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at the Justice Center Lakeside Entrance. Tomorrow, Tuesday, 4:30 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time is where many families and others with concerns of Children Protective Services will be at East 9th Prospect, Cuyahoga County Council Meeting, the building right there. You will not miss the large building. That will be tomorrow, 4:45 p.m. At least make it to something to support. We'll appreciate it. And as I look at certain things, I'm going to at least say that I need to go to the 216-703 phone number. 216-703, what is on your mind this evening?
How you doing, Mr. Porter? This is Hurricane Bang, Black House Sounds On, man. How you doing, man?
I'm doing excellent. What about yourself?
Man, I'm doing okay, man. But, you know, I think I'm going to have to pull one of your moves on the show tonight, man. I think I'm going to need me a stepladder because I got a couple things that I want to say.
Go ahead, man.
Well, first thing I want to say is shout out to Black Odyssey. Man, they always show love to Black House Sound, man, and we definitely going to show it back always, the foremost, man. And it's crazy because I seen the same comments that he was talking about Trump and Biden, and I literally seen it on Facebook, and I thought it was a joke. Like,
right.
What he was saying, I thought it was a joke because when you go on Facebook, you know, it's people that put up fake things like fake Sports Center, fake presidential, you know, things of that matter. So when I looked at it, I thought it was a joke. But by me having the knowledge to call your show and to hear another person say that they seen it and to know that it was real, man, that is and was very ridiculous, man. I just couldn't believe it. I really was tweaking off of him saying it because I didn't know it was real. It was just crazy.
Right.
You know, so that's crazy. Also, I wanted to say that the open mic will be in effect this Friday. And, man, I will be there. I will be performing with all my other Black House Sound brothers, Mr. Powers, Mr. Porter, Joseph Molly Jr., and all the other exclusive guests that's going to be there, man. Make sure y'all come out. Come politic with us, get some free food, and get some good entertainment. Come bring your kids, bring your aunties, your cousins, don't matter. Bring anybody, man. We doing this for everybody, man. It's all for Cleveland, for the community. And
I appreciate the thing that. Keep going.
And the thing that I wanted to say was this. Now, long story short, people, we have to understand that it's a lot of stereotypes that goes around as us being Black people, you know. Just like there's a lot of stereotypes about other races. You know, people might say that, you know, people that are white don't have any rhythm. People might say that people that's Black like chicken. And it's crazy because, you know, I'm a family man. You know, I'm Hurricane Bang, but I'm also me too. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
I could be in the streets and I'd be with my kids and everything. And I'll see somebody that I don't know. And they'll be like, hey, how you doing, man? Hey, man, them your kids? And I'll be like, yeah. They'd be like, oh, man,
man, good job, man. Oh, man, that is so great, man. It's just so good to see a black man with his kids, right?
Right.
And for a minute, you know, I used to take it, and I didn't think about it. When I got older, it just hit me one day. And I was like, why is it that when black people, or a black male, that is with their kids, people give them so much praise, like black men are not known for taking care of their kids?
Oh.
I just want people to know, black people take care of their kids, their family, and the community, as you can see.
Right.
It's crazy. I just don't understand why is that. Because, I mean, personally, I've never seen nobody else, no other race, nobody come up to a guy with their kids and say, oh, them your kids? Oh, man, you're doing a great job. You know, it's just crazy to me, man. It's just crazy to me. And black people, we got to get these people out of this stereotypical thing that we don't take care of our kids. Black women and black men take care of their kids, man. There's some people that don't have moms and the dad is just there, and there's some kids that just have dads and the mom is not there. It goes both ways, you know. I just wanted to put that out there.
Thank you so much.
Just to give a little thought and mindset to people. And the other side of it is that's not everybody, you guys. That's only the people that you don't know. Because if a person that you do know says that to you, they have seen you do it. So they actually have the mutual feeling to say what they feel about it. Like, man, oh, man, you do this and you do that. So it's different. So don't get it twisted, you guys. I'm not saying that people shouldn't praise the black man for being with their kids. I'm just saying that it's the stereotypes of how society has us labeled that is just crazy. And I just wanted to throw you guys out there on that one. And the last thing I'm going to say is, man, you know, you want to get at me on Facebook, my page is Champagne Bang. I got an official music page on there. It's the official Hurricane Bang / underrated music page. I got a YouTube channel that's about to be in the works. It's really in the works right now. It's going to be the Hurricane Bang YouTube channel. Also, I'm on Instagram as HurricaneBang_5950. I'm on that Piff. I got 2 mixtapes on that Piff. And, man, I just want everybody to know that Black House Sound is going to keep going strong. Shout out to everybody that show us love and support. Shout out to everybody that calls this station. And we appreciate y'all, man. And if you want
to
come see me,
I'll
be at that open mic for sure.
See you this coming Friday evening. And thank you for that uplifting phone call.
Definitely, as always, Hurricane Bang. Black House Sound made real clean music.
You know, I really respect that, and I'm so glad that we got a chance to at least start going through these things, because before I get to, wow, I see all those numbers coming back through, so I know I'll be dealing with a 216414 and a 216702. 12-foot step ladder for this soapbox shouldn't take more than 2 minutes. We're going to do our best to do it in less than 2 minutes, so I can give you a quick announcement before I go to the phone line. Because the 12-foot step ladder for the soapbox is this: Christopher Whitaker, killer of 14-year-old Aliana DeFreeze, raped, stalked her before he raped her, murdered, cut her eyes out, savage act, monster. And he said he was a nice guy. Well, that was what he said to defend himself in court. He just got a hold of some bad drugs. All right, he said that. Now, you know, you have Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Melanated Media News, Inner City Republican Movement. We even had Aliana DeFreeze's father come down, Damon DeFreeze, who joined us. And my point is that man on the street said, basically, I'm just going by the comments I made, because I can stand by them, but if you feel like you have a problem with drugs, alcohol, shit, you feel like you want to rape somebody, you think you love little children sexually, and you say, wait a minute, I need some motherfucking help. Look, before you so-and-so act on it, go get you some help. You think something's off kilter? Go to Murder Sage Taylor. Go to Metro Hospital or what's the other one? St. Vincent, say, I think I need a little help. I need a timeout. If you think you have a problem or you know you have one with drugs, alcohol, how about going and getting yourself some rehab? Hell, I know that the way I grew up, all right, I grew up, chose a violent lifestyle, you know. I was hanging in the streets. So recently I've become aware that, okay, verbally abusive, I have possible domestic violence patterns, which is very important. There are times after I lost my child that went into it along with it, I wanted to commit suicide. There are times that I'm in a dark place in life that I might feel like depressed or suicidal. Guess what, people? I had to get help so I wouldn't hurt a woman in a relationship or what have you. Why? Because, hell, my dad was a woman beater. Now, no more passes should be given to people who know that they have problems and don't get up there and get their ass out and get some help. In playing the role of Christopher Whitaker, because that's what I was asked to do on the sidewalk this morning before court, slammed and thrown in the electric chair, I had to think a little while about what does it mean to take responsibility. Yeah, that stuff will be on Melanated Media News soon, but that's beside the point. Take responsibility. I mean, Christopher Whitaker, he's sentenced to 50 years plus death. I'm not sure what that all means. I just know that hopefully this sets the example for other folks out there that if you think you got a problem, act on the damn problem and get yourself some freaking help. I'm going to the phone line to see what's going on with 216-414. Hope you're not telling me that you don't believe people should take personal responsibility. But 216-414, how you doing out there?
Greetings, Mr. Porter. How you doing? This is Major Taps. How are everybody doing in the Cleveland area?
We doing excellent. Talk
how
to
you
me,
doing?
Bro. I'm doing well, man.
Hey.
I can say that. I'm doing well.
Awesome. Awesome. Love what you're doing.
Thanks.
Basically, I just came on this talk show today. No problem. I just came on the talk show today to voice a few issues that's been going on. And it's about time that this needs to be said because there's a lot of issues going on with other people in the CMHA housing situation. Basically, a bunch of corruption. I was just in court last week over a situation with my mother. And whoever know my mother, you know, she's a very sweet, kind lady.
Right.
You know, outspoken, you know. She don't back down off, especially when she detects nonsense, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, it's a bunch of chaos going over there on Ambleside. Ambleside Apartments, that's located at University Circle. It's about like two blocks down from Cleveland School of Arts. That's like one of my former schools I went to. So long story short, it was a building manager that my mother had been basically into a confrontational situation, nothing physical, though. It's just been my mother detected it, you know, and I seen the situation. This lady had left the building one time with no, it's like elderly people that stay in this building. And it's left the building in the middle of the cold winter with no electricity. Basically had no electricity and stuff like that. She told everybody to basically shack up and stuff. It's been a bunch of other nonsense that's been going on. I can, you know, next week I'll inform you more, you know, I don't want to, you know, so I hope the lines up and stuff like that. So everybody put your dates together for April 18th because I need everybody's support. I was found not guilty for assault on the situation that I was basically targeted from through the situation involving my mother. I can explain more details. Reverend Pinky Butts, she's aware of this. She's part of BMA. She attends the meetings and stuff.
Yeah, she does. Black on black.
And Mr. Boy, you just been informed about this and stuff like that. Yeah. So it's time for a lot of people are scared to talk up because this lady who who's his building manager, she sends, she basically threatens people and stuff like that. If you say anything about the corruption that she's involved with and stuff like that, that she'll basically be a victim. That's basically what she did to my mother and stuff. And all the evidence that CMHA, along with certain judges in the justice court system, tried to hold and stuff like that, basically was not brought out. Actually, they offered my mother a not a plea deal, though a deal, like a deal on a side. This was in written. This was in paper and stuff like that. And mother turned it down. So after she turned it down, the judge found my mother to be evicted, basically. And so this was not going on with that. And then involving with me being targeted in this situation and stuff like that. So I'll explain more next week, Mr. Porter. Hey, everybody is. It's time for everybody to stand up, get involved with what's going on in like society. I mean, we as black people, we got so much, you know what I'm saying, against us. We get targeted, even our own kind target us and stuff like that, you know. And it's sickening and sad when, you know, they're in cahoots with, you know what I'm saying, the How should I put it? Because, I mean, I'm not saying just that the state culture is bad, though, at the same time. I mean, it works in different forms and stuff like that.
Yes.
So it's sick. Yes. Kind of work against your own culture, basically. And stuff.
So with that being said, Mr. Jordan, keep doing things around the streets. I'm excited for the hip-hop workshop. You said April 7th. Once again,
April the 7th.
The Pride of Entertainment Music Group is still doing our thing, you know. Check out Almighty FX mixtape, you know. Real controversial brother, real conscious brother. Young brother, too. You're not talking a bunch of mumble and stuff like that. Go out there, you know what I'm saying. It's called From Then to Now, you know. Take a listen to it, you know. It's hot.
Will.
And that being said, thanks, Mr. Porter. All right.
Thank you. One, as you hold a line, and before I go to the 216-702, and I know since you're still there, the best way to say this is interactive. I'll definitely deal with that problem. If any problems come up like that, if we can't handle it, we will put you in contact with somebody who will. So first of all, the best way to reach me on that one is to dial up 216-804-7462. That's 216-804-7462. Do not do that until after this show ends. Thank you very much. Or come down to Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Now on Wednesday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, the juvenile detention facility meeting is taking place about how to get that place right. And then the regular meeting starts at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling Avenue off of Ivanhoe 44110 between East 152nd, St. Clair Intersection, and Euclid Avenue. The number 1 and the number 37 bus passes the closest by. We'll let you off right there. You're about 3 blocks away. But if you catch the number 28 bus and get off at Ivanhoe, well, that might be what you want to do if you want to work out and stay in shape. Now, as I look at everything, I'll tell you what I get a chance to do. Play some music? Yeah, that might work. So with that being said, why don't we keep praying with Black Eyed Peas?
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed, let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. No matter what.
New day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't.
Never say
I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But it's the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. And I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is strife. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door, trading hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases, with a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Gonna say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
Moment of silence. Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, keep praying, if you gonna keep praying, keep praying, and keep praying, no matter what, love you, just keep praying, no matter what.
You know, I could do a lot of other things, but I want to stop and just say that right now, the Ultimate Advocates, TUA, job alert. I want to make sure that everybody at least gets a chance. This will be my third and final week. I feel that most of the things might be filled up, but a lot of them maybe not. So I want to let people know that the DSW shoe stores are now hiring in retail. That's vaguely important that they're now hiring. Also, the Orange Village Pinecrest Mall, all positions are hiring for retail, stock, cashier, customer service, food service, dock workers, and loaders, as well as the Olive Garden on Harvard Avenue and Richmond Road. They're hiring. Criminal past is not an issue. So at least you don't have that as an excuse on why you aren't able to find work, at least in that issue. So I just wanted to throw that out there and let people know that. One thing that I really didn't get a chance to focus on, but I want to get it out of my way, is to let people know that, hey, I appreciate you all very much. I do. If it wasn't for the fact that we have people who call in, it means a whole lot. Hopefully somebody has said something that will help people learn something, go further, get places. I also tell you what, I'll take an early break from the pause because this is kind of like one of my favorites. And, you know, it really is. My thing is, hey, vote for your rights. Give me a couple minutes. I'll be right back. I promise.
Take hold in your life. Hold on, hope for your right. Take hold in your life. Your life, hope for your right. Take hold in your life. Hold on, hope for your right. Take hold in your life.
Maple Heights Mayor, what's he thinking? Here's the file. Here's the truth. The current mayor, he ain't care about you. He supported the speedlight camera. Here's the truth, here's the thoughts profound. All Maple Heights boards voted him down. Maple Heights faces fiscal emergency. The current mayor,
too blind to see.
See,
he blamed Casey,
governor.
He blamed Yoke,
auditor.
It's time for Larry to give up his hope. It's Pop said, time for Black Queen. Annette M. Blackwell steps on the scene. Annette M. Blackwell, candidate for mayor. Soon to be Maple Heights lifesaver. You deserve better. We deserve better. Annette M. Blackwell, a real go-getter.
Hope for your right. Take hold of your life. Hold on. Hope for your right. Take hold of your life. Your life.
Collectively, we can get it done. Let's explore where Annette comes from. 18-year resident of Maple Heights. So she understands their plight. Change is no option. It's necessity. She chaired a successful school levy. In 2012, the city of Maple Heights. In other words, you know she got it right. Mayor appointed 2011. Reviewed the charter of where she's living. Commercial property. Tax analyst. So you know, she knows her business. Maple Heights residents, what will you do? And then in Blackwell, asked to serve you. Vote for real change on September 8th. And then in Blackwell, Democrat for mayor. Urgent issue. Senior. City service. Economic development. Community reinvestment.
Values, the way he fired somebody, like
2 days before they were supposed to retire and earn thousands of dollars on their pension. But like I say, that would have got bumped because this Yahoo did something else. And if I can say anything before I leave out, sometimes I do believe that this person might have been elected president to keep our eyes off of real problems coming up. Because every damn day since the man first said he was running for the Republican nomination, he's done something to get attention. As a matter of fact, who knows what the hell could be going through. They could be doing a whole hell of a lot more to us. We're not able to pay attention because we have this idiot savant, and I can't even say he's a savant, sitting down there doing who knows what. So with that being said, I will talk to you all, see you all at different things. Like I say, if there are ways we can work together to help each other, please do it. And if you can't help somebody in a situation, it's all right to say, I'm not sure, let me get some help so that that person can really be helped. Trust me, you'll be doing everybody in the room a favor. Hey, Creator, bless everybody. Stay up. Peace.